Animals in God's Story. Chapter 5, Jesus and the Creatures, by Steve Martin and Clyde L. Pilkington, Jr. If you want to know how God feels about animals, look at Jesus. He is the image of the invisible God, the exact imprint of the Father's nature. And while Jesus came to redeem humanity, he didn't walk this earth in isolation from the rest of creation. The animals were never far from him. From his birth to his resurrection, they show up, quietly, faithfully, consistently. Think about it. Jesus was born in a stable, surrounded by animals. The first to share space with the Savior of the world were not kings or priests, but livestock. Donkeys, sheep, creatures who offered no gold or gifts, but simply presence. It wasn't an accident, it was a glimpse. At his baptism, the Spirit descended like a dove. In the wilderness, during his temptation, the Gospel of Mark tells us something unique. He was with the wild animals, and angels attended him. Mark chapter 1, verse 13. Why mention the animals? What were they doing there? Perhaps they were bearing witness. Perhaps they were drawn to him, the same way children and outcasts were. Perhaps in his presence, they felt no fear. Jesus spoke of animals often. Sparrows, sheep, foxes, birds, pigs, dogs, even serpents. He didn't use them as throwaway metaphors. He saw them. He honored their place in the story. He told us that not even a single sparrow falls to the ground apart from the Father's care, and then reassured us, "You are worth more than many sparrows." Matthew chapter 10, verses 29 to 31. He didn't say that because sparrows are worthless. He said it because they're not. If the Father watches the fall of a tiny bird, won't he also notice the death of your beloved pet? Won't he remember? The gospel itself, the good news, isn't just good news for people, it's good news for everything that God made. Giving the gods through him to reconcile all things to himself, whether things on earth or things in heaven. Colossians chapter 1, verse 20. All things. That includes you. It also includes your pets. Not one creature is left out of his reconciling love. And when Jesus rose from the dead, he didn't rise as a ghost or spirit. He rose with a physical body. His resurrection wasn't just a victory over sin. It was the first sign that everything broken would be restored. Every life, every story, every creature. So don't let anyone tell you that animals don't matter to God. They mattered to Jesus. They were part of the cradle, part of the wilderness, part of the kingdom he described, and they will be part of the restoration he's bringing. Your pet, your companion, that furry or feathered or scaled friend you love, they're not forgotten. They're part of the plan, because they were always part of the heart of God.